You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we got a win. We got a W on the board. And the Las Vegas Raiders made it interesting on us. That was a thrilling finish. It was an emotional roller coaster. My vocal cords are not once what they once were because I was with a group of Raider friends. And there was a lot of yelling and my voice has barely recovered here the next morning. But yeah, the Raiders got it done. When that interception happened in overtime, I felt like the Ravens were going to go over the top and get the cover, and I was absolutely going to be crying. But instead, the Raiders defense made a play happen, got the game-winning touchdown. Just emotional. I'm like drained. I got nothing left after that football game. But hey, we finished the NFL week, a terrible week for us, but we finished it on a positive note with a Monday night victory. As we kind of put the first week of the NFL to bed, keep this in mind again. The dogs went 12-4. Nine of those dogs actually won the game outright. Craziest week for dogs to start the NFL season since, I believe, the Super Bowl era. That's crazy. And the under, the loss last night, under was probably the right play. At least it was for 3.5 quarters. But the unders go 9-7 in week number one. And the dogs went 12-4. So, hey, those were the two angles. If you would have bet the board consistently, you would have won on. Overall, for our Monday night card, we had a perfect night. So after a tough weekend, we bounced back with a 5-0 Monday. We also ran the table in baseball going 4-0. So we picked up 473.60 to the positive. College football right around the corner now. We did drop our early release college football plays late last night. We had to take a couple off the board. We know Clay Helton got fired at USC. So we had to back off that play. We're reevaluating. We may bring it back to the board, see how the dust settles this week out there in Southern California. And then we also had to take Kansas State off the board. We were going to play them at home against Nevada on the plus line, but Skylar Thompson, the starting quarterback, was declared officially out for this week's game. So we're going to reevaluate Kansas State as well. Could still bring it back to the table, but those plays did not make our card. We did provide five. Please go listen to that podcast if you want to break that down. And as we look forward to Sunday in the NFL, we have given you that NFL angle play. It may not always be easy to stomach, but anytime, once again, there is an outright underdog winner that is favored on the road the following week, we are required to bet them. It is a system play. You got to follow it religiously. You got to play it every time. Don't step in one off because then you'll sit there and say, ah, this play didn't hit. No, play it consistently, and it normally cashes, okay? And that play is going to be on the Carolina Panthers. So that's our first game for Sunday is the Carolina Panthers against the New Orleans Saints, getting 3 points at home. Now, let's talk baseball. We're going back to baseball. We have five plays today. We're going to start with the Oakland A's taking on the Kansas City Royals. And we're using that baseline again that we talked about yesterday where Tom Kelly said, hey, it's the next day's starting pitcher. That's your momentum. It is all defined by your next day starting pitcher. Our starting pitcher today for the A's is Frankie Montez, 2.26 ERA, 1.01 whip in his last 10 starts. Meanwhile, the Royals are throwing Jackson Kowar, third start. He has a 9.53 ERA and a 1.94 whip. You combine a hot pitcher and a cold pitcher, and we're willing to lay the 1.5 runs today on the Oakland A's. -105, $100 to pay out $95.20. Next up, we are going to play the New York Mets against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Mets on the run line are +125, and that's where we're going to go. We love Marcus Stroman. We've been on record with that all year long. His last eight starts, he has not given up more than three runs, has a 2.87 ERA for the year. He's going against Jake Woodard, making his third spot start. Woodard's not going to go deep. He's only lasted 5 1/3 and 4 innings in his last two starts. We think this sets up well for the Mets to get the win. and get the cover by 1.5 runs, we're going to play the Mets plus 125 today. Next up on our card, we're going to play an under, and this is going to be between Tampa and Toronto. Drew Rasmussen goes for the Rays. He's only given up a maximum of one run per game since July the 5th. He doesn't last long, but a lot of the Rays starters do not last long. They like to have that quick hook. So Rasmussen has not given up more than one run in a game since July 5th. We like that when we're playing an under. And then Jose Berríos got off to a slow start since getting traded from Minnesota to Toronto. But in his last three starts, he's been money in the bank. How about this? 26 strikeouts and only two walks in his last three starts. Jose's been pitching well. I like the under there. So we're going to go Toronto and Tampa Bay under the nine runs. And then a guy that I'm going to apologize to, Jesus Luzardo for the Marlins. We were betting against him to start the year. We were doing well on that. And then all of a sudden he started heating up and finding that form that people have always said he had in him. His last three starts, 19 strikeouts, seven walks, and a 2.6 ERA. You know what? That's recent form. He's pitching really well. Some of these young Marlin pitchers have really improved, in my opinion. And Lizardo's one of them, and we like him today. The Marlins are on the plus side, just like they were last night against the Nationals. The Nationals, meanwhile, are throwing Eric Freddy out there. He's given up 13 earned runs in his last 14 and a third innings. So the last three starts, he's basically at a 9 ERA. Okay, so you combine those two things and you tell me I'm getting value in the Marlins plus 135. I'm going to play Miami again. So we're going to go to the Marlins plus 135 to win outright over the Nats. And then on our final baseball play to give you a five pack today, we are going to go the Battle of the Peraltas. Detroit throwing Willie Peralta and Milwaukee's throwing Freddie Peralta. Both are coming off of issues. Willie has had a blister in his hand. So his last two starts, he's only been able to go four innings each. Meanwhile, Freddie, since a shoulder issue, has only gone 3 2/3, two innings and two innings in his last three starts. So both are probably going to be on a limited pitch count again. Both are probably going to be out of this game by the fifth inning. And therefore, we believe it's conducive to the over as they get into the bullpens. So we're going to play the over 8.5 runs today between Detroit and Milwaukee. So that's your baseball five pack. Once again, the recap, we're going to play the A's on the money line, minus 1.5. The Mets on the money line, minus 1.5. We're going to play the Marlins as an outright underdog winner on the money line. We're going to play the over 8.5 between Detroit and Milwaukee. And we're going to play the under 9 between the Rays and the Jays. Hopefully we can continue Monday's winning ways today with another good card. Excited about the week. It's kind of odd, though. We have no football here today, no football tomorrow. Finally get the NFL on Thursday and then college football back on Friday. We'll be breaking down the numbers all week. I hope you guys stay with us. Thank you, as always, for listening. Remember, bankroll management. Don't chase money. And let's cash some tickets together. Thank you and good luck.